Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High in studio with you this morning. And on the line with this is Representative Doug Blex. Mr. Blex, how are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing great, Kyle.
I hope you had a good Christmas this year. We talked a little bit about that off air. It sounded like you had all the grandkids over, so it sounded like a really good time.
Yeah, it's always fun watching even a few great-grandkids. It's always fun watching them little ones open presents up.
They just tear up that paper and throw it all over the place.
Yeah, the dynamics is really unique to each one, how they go about that.
some do the massive clawing, just throwing it everywhere, and then you get some that tear it slightly. So, well, sir, we got a lot of things to talk about with the legislative session coming up here in about 10 days. The first thing you want to talk about was released yesterday about the state revenue.
Well, yeah, I'm the first Friday, so I get to talk about revenue. And actually, for nearly 30 months, our revenue has been up above estimates, which is a good sign for Kansas. And we were about slightly over 6% above the estimate, which if you compare the same time last year, we're nearly a little less than 9% above this time last year. So that's a good sign. Part of that is in Kansas income tax. They were up slightly over 3% and about 8% above this same time last December. And corporate taxes were very high this because of the timing of payment. They were actually like almost 32% above estimates and 30% above last December. So that's also a good sign. They kind of pay, once or twice a year, so that's a little bit different there, the reason why they're so high. Our sales tax, which is kind of an indicator of what people are buying, probably a little more reliable, was slightly over 2% above last December. So we're setting our fiscal year, which started July 1 through this December, at nearly $40 million, like $39.2 million above the estimate. So that's basically another $39 million we'll have to make decisions on either how to spend or how to save, and that's always a tough decision. And Kansas economy is still good. There are some sectors, certainly the ag sector is having a little bit of an impact, for a variety of reasons. And then a recent announcement of Boeing, which is the state's largest employer, I think 13,000 people, Boeing Spirit, that they're holding production of that 737 MAX, which is could have a significant impact on, our area, because a lot of the aircraft industries, we support quite a bit of contract-type smaller industries, so that's going to be a kind of a big hit till that gets worked out. But other than that, revenue's up. Part of that's due to 2017 tax increase that we passed on you, and also governor vetoed the federal tax cut, which ultimately would have put money in your account, but now it's going into the Kansas State Treasury.
One other thing I've talked to about with other representatives and senators is about the tax for out of state. Is that getting implemented, or is that something that's going to be talked about, like online sales and stuff like that?
Yes, it will be. And right now, our governor is kind of, according to Attorney General, believes that it's somewhat unconstitutional, the executive order she put on. That was a result of that Wayfair decision on taxing. And the problem of it is it's unconstitutional in a lot of ways, because it really doesn't give an exemption. If you want to start a business at an out-of-state and a small mom-and-pop, there's no minimum set number of dollar figure, which a lot of legislatures believe there should be. And I've heard the figure, unless you do at least $100,000 for the business in the state, you shouldn't have collection, because collection is really a mess. It takes a lot of time and a lot of resources for that employer, and particularly if you're small, it's very bad.
Well, also coming up with the legislative session starting up, you there's a couple of red flag laws and also anti-red flag laws being drafted.
Yes, our governor is supporting a red flag law, which has some good issues about it, but in reality, it also has, in my opinion, it has a little more negative impact on individuals. And certainly, Senator Hildebrand from Baxter Springs introduced just recently, pre-filed a anti-red flag law, because really, in reality, your due process, you need to have that. And we're all concerned about mental health issues. That's a big problem. And people that have mental health issues probably shouldn't have guns, certainly. But this red flag law would just allow anybody to more or less say a family member, an ex-husband, ex-wife, could say he's got a mental condition, and there'd really be no due process for you to go and explain your side of it to a judge or any legal thing. It'd just be law enforcement officers knocking on your door and seizing your guns and take them away. And that's got to be really carefully looked at. And basically, I'm not supporting a red flag law at this point. It's got to be, you've got to have due process. You've got to have your day in court and explain your side. You just can't say, well, I think this person is mentally unbalanced and could be a family member. And while we want to bring awareness, I don't want to take away that individual's due process rights. That's, to me, very important. And I don't know how to really balance that out yet, but I'm sure we'll be doing a lot of discussion about it.
Absolutely. I know there's several states around the area, including Oklahoma. We'd read a story this morning that they're working on anti-red flag law as well. So both of those states working pretty much on the same thing. Again, with the legislative session starting, some committee assignments have already been worked out. So can you tell us about those?
Yeah, we're kind of early this year, but yet most of the committees are on a two-year election cycle. So most of those were done last year after the election, and those are normally, for the most part, will stand for the two-year period. There will be some changes. We've seen a couple of three chairman changes where the speaker has that authority, and they make that assignment. Normally, they pick people who have a background in a particular area, like Representative Kelly, longstanding financial banking at institutions 40 plus years, ideal chairman for the Financial Institutions and Pensions Committee. I've got the same committee assignments I had pretty much all my cycle of election. This will be my third year in the legislature, and I have Ag and Natural Resources, Health and Human Services, and I'm also on the Financial Institutions and Pensions. So we've got a few new legislators, and so they're kind of working in, and they shuffle around a little bit. Pretty much it's good they're already completed, and so everybody knows where they're going to be when they get up there.
We are talking to Representative Doug Blex as we are preparing for the new legislative session to start on January 13th. Continue a few things that we'd like to talk about with you, sir, about some judicial lawsuits.
Well, it's getting, with the school system, I guess, filing suit against the state to get more money. That seems to be a way of operation now, and what has happened, the judicial system employees, not all, but a bunch of district judges, I think one magistrate judge and even one judicial employee that represents others, have complained that their salary is too low. And so they've filed a lawsuit to go up for the Supreme Court to hear, to kind of order. They can either, the Supreme Court has about three or four options. They can deny it. They can bring it forward and have a hearing on it, or else they can mandate the legislature to give them more money, which is kind of thorn in the side of a lot of legislators because the Kansas House of Representatives is the elected body that is the one that to appropriate money, and that separation of powers has been around since our constitutional start of our Constitution, of both state and federal, for that matter. So we see, as legislators, we see unelected judges, for the most part, making decisions on telling us how to appropriate money, which is they've done in the school system. They plugged in a mandate of about $90 million for the school system that were under a Supreme Court purview. And now this is expanded to judicial employees of thinking, well, this is a way to increase my salary and budget. And we face difficult decisions every year because that pie is only so big. And everybody thinks they're worth more than they are, including myself at times. And, you know, that's not always the way the pie is divided up. So we got to prioritize that. So I'm not sure how that's going to go. We've been kind of instructed by the speaker not to really have conversations with judicial employees about it because until it gets settled.
Well, and also one or two more things here for you, sir, this morning. Talking about there was some constitutional amendments, I do believe, is to the state constitution. Would you like to discuss those with us?
Well, this kind of really leads into what I was just talking about, an activist judge. And basically, the issue in this case was on a district court judge in Shawnee County made the decision that a ruling that the Kansas Constitution gives a woman the right to an abortion, which is just really ludicrous. And there's no way in the world, you know, you're reading into the right of due process and liberty and all those things into that. I mean, you could read that in every situation. Abortion happened to be the hot topic. That went to the Supreme Court. They bounced it back. And so right now, all of the judicial laws that we've made are ineffective and, you know, or they will be challenged and they will be beat down in court. So this is another result of an activist judge. And so our plan is to try to get a constitutional amendment, work this early into the session, January, where we have enough time to get it done and discussion about it so we can have a thorough discussion on it. But one of the goals will be to rein in. It won't be just saying, well, we're going to ban abortion. That's not really so much issue, even though it is on this particular case. This spills over, as I've just talked about earlier, this can spill over into other areas and really impact what we do. And so what we want to do is to, you know, bring up a constitutional amendment, and that would be a two-thirds vote of both House and Senate, and the governor cannot veto that. And then it would go to the ballot box to be on a ballot, more than likely in the primary, which would be in August this coming year of 2020. So if that all works out, then the vote of the people, and that takes a simple majority of every voter in the state of Kansas, much like a lot of the other local elections. But I guess we're getting a little tired of having activist judges that are not really elected and unaccountable to the people. I mean, if people don't like the way I vote every two-year cycle, I can be gone. And the senator every four-year cycle, we're accountable to people, but in a lot of cases, most of the judges are not. So that's kind of our goal, is to rein in with that constitutional amendment, to kind of rein in some of these activist judges that are overstepping their boundary in a lot of people's opinion.
And one last thing for you, Mr. Blex. The big thing that's been talked about before this legislative session is Medicaid expansion. What are your views on that as of right now?
Well, I've traditionally opposed most of the expansion programs. Basically, we are getting better shape financially. I'm not for expanding a program, a new program, when we still have debt. And our highways, our pension system is a lot better, but it's still only around slightly less than 70% funded, so we want to get that up there. So I'm not for borrowing any more money. We'll just have to see how it's written. We got to remember it is an entitlement program, and health care is a big, huge problem. If we look at problems that most people's New Year's resolutions involve losing weight or some, I'm going to be more healthy, or I want to do better with my finances. So those are two hot buttons that we know is important to people's mind. But in my mind, we need to make sure that we have something that's workable and something that is not just becomes another entitlement, because Medicaid expansion covers 19 to 64 age group of able-bodied, able to work. And, you know, we're looking at work requirements. There's a lot of issues there. It'll be contentious. And right now, I'll just have to see how it's written. But traditionally, in the past, I've opposed Medicaid expansion. It really doesn't do a lot of benefit for our small rural hospitals. About 7 or 8 big hospitals in the state will get the bulk of those funds. Although, I mean, it will create some jobs. There's no doubt of that. But it's just a point where can we afford it? And we don't know the price tag. Maybe around $100 million, maybe a little more, maybe less, depending on what level what the bill says. A Republican senator, Senator Denning, has a Republican version of it that's a scaled down from what our governor wants, and the one that passed the House last year. I voted in opposition to that last year because it just didn't think that we had the money there to pay for it. And when we start obligating the state for future payments, then it becomes very difficult to remove those. And we're still, even with income, we're still spending more than we're taking in. And people have to realize that can't sustain itself for very long.
Well, Mr. Blex, I thank you very much for coming in today or calling in today, talking about all the things going on at the legislative session that will be happening here in about 10 days. I hope you have a safe trip up there, and just get up there and do the absolute best you can. Thank you very much for coming on today.
Oh, thank you, and may God bless everybody.
Absolutely. You have a great day, sir.
Hi.
All right. That was Representative Doug Blex. He will be heading up to Topeka here in about 10 days for the legislative session. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have some news at the top of the hour. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.